Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we are going to talk to you about the Golden Bachelorette. We're going to talk about the challenge, and we are going to talk about Survivor. Getting started here today, we're going to start with the Golden Bachelorette, kicking things off with kind of, I mean, I would say the best show that we're watching, or at least that I'm watching, right now. It's emotional and heartwarming, and I mean, it's just, all the right feels for the Golden Bachelorette. At least I think so. What do you think so? What do you think?
Yes, it's so sweet. These people just break my heart, but in a good way too, like in a sad way, but also like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just a sweet show. You
It is.
said heartwarming, and that's yeah. It's just a feel good.
Very, I
And
agree.
most reality shows aren't.
Yeah, and it's just such a breath of fresh air from the last Jen season. I mean, I know I like Jen a lot, and I thought that, you know, she played a good bachelorette, and it was maybe some of her men that were disappointing. But I feel like just this watching the Golden Bachelorette afterwards is just night and day. These men, and the stories that they tell, the life experience that they have.
She always says something, and it makes me think of my mom because she always describes her marriage with John like she doesn't feel how does she word it? Something like she doesn't feel tethered to anything anymore, you know? Since he's been gone, like just kind of floating. And I know that's ex exactly how my mom feels.
That's really
Like
sweet.
just a part of her is missing, and she doesn't feel completely safe.
I think you need to submit your mom for the next season.
That will never happen. She's not as young as these people.
Ha, oh, well, never mind, I won't ask. Okay, so who did you give your MVP to?
Okay, so I was kind of torn. Between Chalk and Jordan. I really like Jordan. I've liked him since episode one. But Chalk left and he was able to come back.
And he the group date rose. I gave it to Chalk.
And yeah, I'm gonna give mine to Jordan.
I gave Jordan and Guy, both of them, an MVP honorable mention. I think both of them had really good one-on-one dates. But Chalk, getting the group date rose, really opening up and having a deep connection with her, during that, I guess, like cocktail hour, finding out that his mother had passed away, leaving, coming back. I mean, just everything was, yeah, MVP for me. I really think they have a really strong connection.
Yeah, I
Definitely
was like,
makes it until at least hometowns, if not further.
further. Yeah, I was like, just go ahead and give him the final rose right now. That's what, like, the vibe I was getting. And I don't know spoilers, so.
They definitely have a really deep connection. But talk about Jordan, why you gave it to him.
I just think he's so sweet and so genuine and. He gets nervous, and I don't know. I've just really liked him since episode one. He just gives me really good vibes, like genuine good guy vibes.
I like him a lot
And
too.
yeah, he was one of my favorites. So I'm really glad he finally got a one-on-one, and I'm glad they were able to connect.
And then I gave Guy my other honorable mention just because I thought he also had a really good one-on-one date. And that, I mean, honestly, like these three people, I think are people that all have the potential to go far. What are we at the top six right now? I mean, who is she gonna eliminate next week? It's hard. I like, we still have Chop, Guy, Jordan, Mark, Pascal. I mean, we have a lot of Jonathan, like we have a lot of
Jonathan,
strong
yeah.
connections left. I don't know who she's gonna get rid of next episode before they head into hometowns.
No, it's gonna be hard. I was really sad about Charles leaving.
Yeah. So we had Charles eliminated this episode, Gary, Dan, and Gil. So
I gave my LVP to Gil
okay.
because he got sent home and we just don't really, I mean, I didn't really see much of him. He was kind of just like a non-factor this episode.
Yeah.
If Keith got sent home, I was going to give it to him because he, poor guy, choked on the his one-on-one time with her.
Yeah, I agree. I think Keith, but he did, like live out his dream of being the Chippendales dancer, which is so funny that that was like his dream or whatever.
I loved it. They were so cute.
All of them, they were adorable. I love them so much when they were like really like getting into it when they were doing like their, I don't know, I guess performance.
They were just having so much fun. And I had a quote from one of from Keith. He said, we want to show the world it's okay to be you. They were
That's
just having fun and
so I'm gonna have to follow suit with you and also give Gil my LVP. I think we've been hating on him a lot this season, and since he got eliminated, I'm gonna have to do the same and give him my LVP. So for my quotes, did you have any other quotes?
I had one more when Pascal was talking about like he wanted to rip his shirt and they were like, did you? He's like, I would never do that to my own shirt. And someone said, Prada doesn't rip like that. And they were all like joking.
That's so
And then
nice.
oh my God, the scene at the end when they were doing their confessionals, like by and all the men came out to say bye. It was so sweet.
I love it that they keep doing that, that they're all so close. They built such strong, like friendships with each other. It's adorable to watch.
And it's honestly really helped a lot of these men like discover a different side of them. Like I think Kelsey's dad said it. He goes, it's better than therapy.
I love that for them that they're like able to get in touch with their vulnerable side, especially like men at that age. That's just so great. Love that for them. So
So that's all I had.
I had Gary when it said bear it all. Now I know what it meant. Holy cow, I'm not ready for this. And then Chalk. I think I've got a nice little booty because ladies love that tush. I thought that was hilarious. Just like, I don't know, hearing them talk like that, I just thought it was so funny. And then Dan. I live alone, and to live with a group of brothers, it's pretty cool. Charles, it's a successful journey for me to have along with my friends. It's a different form of love, but I did find it.
Oh, that was a good one.
And that was all my quotes from this episode.
So sweet. It was a different kind of love, but I did find it.
So I'm looking forward to the rest of this. Like we said, I have no idea what she's gonna do next week. She has such strong connections with all of the guys that are left. So that'll be really interesting to watch who makes it to hometowns for this season. Moving on to Survivor. This episode of Survivor, we had a lot of stuff going on. We had everybody looking for an idol since the idol was just played at the last tribal. We have Rome like following Saul around like everywhere that he goes in the immunity challenge. And reward they get, first place gets chickens, 3 chickens, second place gets 6 eggs. We have the red Lavo team winning, and we have who lost this one? It was the no, red Lavo team loses. Sorry. It was the yellow Ghana that wins. The blue Tuku got second, and Lavo lost, and Lavo is the one who has to go to tribal council. And we see a plan backfire on Keyshawn, and Keyshawn get voted out this episode. Abby, you didn't watch the episode, but Michelle, what did you think?
I thought it was a good episode. There was like a lot of good strategy that happened. I didn't know who was going to get voted out.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Genevieve this episode. I actually gave her my MVP. I know that I've seen stuff online with like, oh, I hope or like this might come back to bite her or something like that. But I think this was a good resume builder for her, even though it's even pre-merge and pre-jury or whatever. I think it's still good because she was able to save somebody close to her and just like completely flip things from. I think for her it was the first time I really saw something that I was like, okay, yeah, if she like makes it far, like this could be a really good move for her.
Yeah, I put her for my MVP also. And I think I liked that the reason, like part of the reasoning why she did it was because Kashan was the one putting her name out there as like the dummy name. So I thought it was really smart. So props to her.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then for my LVP, I gave it to Keyshawn because he just like had no idea what was going on. He thought he was running the game, and he I feel like a lot of times when they get like too cocky like that and they're so confident with what's gonna happen is when they get eliminated.
Yeah, and then I did that too, but I have to give honorable mention LVP to Teenie for like sacrificing the vote. Like now she lost her number one ally. Just bad.
Yeah, especially when she was the one going to tribal that night.
That
I
was so
think
dumb.
she had the best opportunity and argument for it to not be her. So the fact that she was the one that volunteered, that was really surprising. But also good on the other people's part for getting her to do that.
Yeah, I thought that was just so dumb.
I agree. Did you have any quotes this episode? I only had a couple.
Yeah, even though it didn't happen, I liked when Saul said, "At tonight's tribal, Rome will burn."
That's a good one.
And
So
that's the only one I had. I don't know if you have any other ones.
I have two more. So I have Rome. He says, I know I'm probably the best one at looking for idols on my tribe, so that's a comforting thing. And just like, I don't know, he's just like so cocky that it's like kind of annoying, but at the same time, he's like also so good. Like, he's definitely the best game player so far this season. So I don't know, I just thought it was really good for
Yeah,
him.
I wonder how he's gonna do once there's like a larger group with a merge if he gets there.
He's a big personality, so I think he might clash with a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
And then my last one, my only other one, Sam, he says Andy is kind of like Survivor Joyce Costanza. He can't get out of his own way. Which I just liked the Seinfeld reference.
Yeah.
Seinfeld references can never go wrong.
Yes, exactly. And also, Sam is younger, so props to him for like even knowing.
I know. I was actually, you're right. I was actually surprised that he made that reference.
Right? So, do you have any final thoughts on Survivor? What are you thinking of this season so far, this episode? I know we kind of went through that really fast, but I feel like it wasn't like an episode where there was like so much going on like in some of the past episodes.
No, it was a good episode for Genevieve. I guess for Rome too. I'm glad Saul survived. I actually really still like him. I hope he can like make some good allies at some point because I like him a lot. I think he's funny. And I like how he reacts and his like there was the whole fight with Rome where he was like, "Rome, you're threatening me," because Rome was saying, "I'm going to take away your vote so that you can't even play your shot in the dark and then I'm going to vote you out." And I'm like, he actually, that is pretty threatening to do, you know?
That is
It just seemed
very
really
threatening.
harsh.
Yeah, but I think Rome is playing too hard. I think in the future it's probably going to bite him, especially if people end up liking Saul, who seems like a likable guy when the merge comes. Do you know
Yeah,
how
I wonder if he's gonna get his revenge on Rome. I could totally see that.
much farther we have until we get to the merge? Generally, is it like a couple more episodes or?
Yeah, I think we have a couple. I don't know. I think we have a couple more.
Okay. Well, hopefully, Caroline and Andy they're the ones that have the amulet with Teenie. Hopefully they are able to, I don't know, I feel like I'm rooting for those two more than I'm rooting for Teenie at this point.
Yeah.
And
I
Caroline's
like
really
Andy.
quiet,
Andy
but
has
that
grown
is
on me
great.
too.
So,
The first episode, I'm like, oh my God, it's another guy who's gonna quit. I can't watch this, but he's growing on me.
well, I think he just was overwhelmed in the beginning, and once, he kind of got used to things, like, yeah, he's still at the bottom right now, but I think he can maybe, if he makes it far enough, use that to his advantage later and hopefully turn things around for himself. But I think he does some very silly things that are maybe not the smartest, but that's what makes good TV.
Yeah, he's excellent TV. I agree. He's definitely excellent TV.
Okay, so moving on to this episode of the challenge, I know we have some very mixed emotions and feelings about what is going on with this episode. I think me and Abby are a little bit more on the same page. So, Michelle, I'm gonna let you start with your rant and how much, I guess, what your feelings were about this episode.
I mean, I said it last time and then I said it a time before. I just don't understand how the challenges are fair when all the teams have uneven numbers. Like, even one person can make a difference. And that's how I felt when they had that challenge, the daily, where they were like taking whatever that big piece of thing was through the forest. I don't know what that was called. I complained about it then. Then during the trivia, I was like, this doesn't seem fair either. I just don't understand why they didn't try to make it more equitable. And then today, like this episode, Derek and Rachel had one person in each round, and the way they made the rules of the game was is whoever has the least amount of people left loses, whoever has the most amount of people left wins. So they would have literally had to knock every single other person off to win. And it was very easy for them to lose because they only had one person each, and every other team had two, three, or four people. So why is this fun to watch? I don't know. It's not fun for me to watch when you know who's going to lose and who's going to win. I don't know. It was not really not that fun for me.
I think, well, first of all, this was a promotional episode. So, with it being like a gladiator episode, I'm sure it was a predetermined, this is what it is. As far as the rules go, maybe they did make it so that the last people standing, like, they could have changed the rules going into it and still had the gladiator theme if that was going to be a thing. But personally, I think that they were kind of trying to like mercy kill Derek. Like, I don't think that production wanted him there. I think it really honestly was a liability for him to be there with how injured his leg was. So I feel like
I
I'm going
saw like fans saying like here's some easy ways they could have made it more fair. Have one person from each team go in each round. Do it for the percentage of your team that you have left. So it would be Derek, whether it be 0 or 100. Like there was a bunch of different ways that people came up with that would make it a little bit more fair if they decided to go this way of making everyone participate. But I
listen,
don't
there's
know.
only one or two ways this is going. Either production is lazy or production is stupid, or they're both.
I don't get it because, but I didn't. It's not like I just complained about it this episode. This is the third time I'm complaining that I don't think it's fair that one team has so many less people than the other. And it's like I get it. It's like okay, they're losing in the elimination, so they're losing players. But at a certain point, there's no way you can come back, and that's I think why Era One got decimated because there was no way they could come back from it.
Yeah, I mean they did lose a lot of people early on, but I think the thing is that they could have come back with it had they been winning eliminations. So unfortunately, like, yeah, they had to go in time after time, but they had to also like lose eliminations time after time in order to go home. You know, like, I don't know. Tina could have beat Michelle, and then that would be an Era 4 number that's down, but she didn't. And yeah, it has to. Yes, it makes it so that they go into elimination more. Yeah, absolutely. Like 100%. But also, like, you know, Derek has already won eliminations. Like, this is, like, they do have at least that going for them. But I think in the case of this episode, it's just like so hard for me to get past, I guess, like how hurt Derek was.
Well, and I said that last time too. I'm like, why the hell did Darrell volunteer to be the person if Derek can barely walk? I didn't get that either. To be the target. Is it target? The target.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Darrell thought maybe like if like Derek might get better if it rested. Like, I don't know if they knew how bad it was at that point,
Yeah, I don't know.
that's the only thing that really makes sense to me.
Yeah. So I don't know. Between like the eliminations where like every elimination has been like it seems like something's janky or wrong with them.
Yeah.
And then the dailies that I'm like, okay, we know who's going to win and who's going to lose based on the number of people on these teams. That just really isn't that enjoyable for me.
So I know that based on like just the episode descriptions, I saw somebody had posted the lot like a, it was a couple of weeks ago, but like the four that were showing or whatever. And I believe that next week is the last week that we'll have teams, and then there will be some kind of format change.
So Rachel's gonna have to go in again next. Well, yeah.
If she loses.
Maybe they'll make it advantage for less people for this next one.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So, who was your MVP this episode?
Rachel.
Okay. Why'd you give it to Rachel?
Well, because everything stacked against her and she still came back.
Okay, that's a good reason. I give mine to Theo.
I like Theo this episode.
I thought him making a deal with Derek was like not the like mainstream way to go, and I liked that he kind of is trying to split up Era 3 and Era 4 a little bit, that he's trying to form his own path in a way. The height difference between Derek and Theo had me like dying. That was hilarious to see when they were talking. But also just like, and then Winnie also, just he I guess DQ'd during the daily, but he had everybody going against him and he kept his word and he didn't take the deal when he could have gone back on his word to Derek and he could have just kept the deal because that's what would have kept him safe. And I don't know. I just thought that Theo had a really good episode, so I gave my MVP to Theo.
I didn't get why he was DQ'd either.
Yeah, because there were other people that were on the ground too, so I don't.
Yes. I'm having the hardest time. Because I'm like, why is Theo out? What the hell? What just happened? I didn't get it
Yeah,
at
I didn't get
all.
that either.
I didn't get it either.
But yeah, I agree. I had Theo for my MVP too. I was happy. He had a good episode.
I didn't give either of these people like any MVP or anything like that, but like, can we also talk about how hilarious it was that Casey, of all people, got a confessional talking about how boring Jenny is? I thought that
Oh
was
my God.
like, it's literally like the production is just like trolling us.
How did she not like realize? I don't know. I'm with you, Christina.
I thought that was really funny. I did give an MVP honorable mention to both Corey and Derek. I think Derek did exceptionally well, given his situation. I mean, he did really well. And Corey, I gave it to because honestly, like, I feel like this, he was annoying this episode. And there were like many times where I was like, Corey, like, what are you doing? Like, fighting with Josh, like, fighting with Derek, fighting with Theo, like, fighting with everyone. But I kind of liked how he charged Theo when Theo didn't take the deal. It was like, okay, well, then game on. And, and he did win the elimination. And I don't know. I mean, it was a great.
I told Michelle earlier that was one of the funniest scenes to me when he was trying to make a deal, and Theo was like, I already made a deal. I can't go back. Like, no deal." And Corey did not even give him time to brace himself. He just rushed him.
Yeah, I thought that was
I don't know. I thought that was hilarious.
so funny. So I gave both of them honorable mentions because Corey, when he first came onto the challenge, he was a player that he made good TV, but then the last few years we've seen him kind of take a back seat to the Vacation Alliance. He wasn't in the Vacation Alliance, but he kind of coasted with them and was a very under the radar player. I think the Corey that we're seeing this season, his back is up against the wall, and we're seeing a mo more emotional Corey, which doesn't necessarily make me like him more, but it makes me appreciate the TV that he's bringing me.
Yeah, I can agree with that, even though I'm not a Corey fan.
Who was your LVP?
I just went with Avery. I didn't even remember she was still on.
Yeah, I went with Avery too, but I felt so bad for her during these challenges just because they're like boxing and she's, I
She was
don't
so worried about her face, poor
know.
thing.
Yeah, I felt so bad for her. Well, and as she should, because she's literally on the cover of the Hooters calendar. Like, that, I'm sure she makes more money from that than she does from the challenge. Maybe not, but I would assume that they give them money if they get on the calendar.
Oh, I'm sure.
Who is your LVP, Michelle?
I did Avery as well. I actually couldn't really think of anyone, and it has to be Avery, I guess.
I agree. Too many other people had good episodes. I guess the only other person who maybe would be with Josh for not standing up for Corey, but I don't really think, I think it was kind of a lost cause. I think Josh was in the right with thinking that with Theo. I think for Josh's game, that was a better move. And so for that reason, I didn't give him an LVP. But he did burn a bridge at the same time.
You know what I was reading about that I thought was interesting? People were like saying that Jordan hates Derek, and then I kind of saw colors of that in this episode when Jordan was like, "You shouldn't have thrown the life jacket at his back, like not behind his back, bro." Like I was like, "Oh, maybe Jordan really does hate."
So they kind of like hinted at that on Challenge Mania this week. Like, Corey did some Snapchat or Instagram story or something where he said like he doesn't fuck with Challenge Mania. And Scott, of course, played that clip during the Patreon episode, and he's like, what, like from at the end of the episode when they're like hugging each other and you know, like giving each other like props in a sense, to him a couple months later saying that on his stories, where the disconnect was, and Derek didn't really know other than the fact that like they just like haven't always got along. And then Scott had made a comment too, like about Jordan, like, oh, and there's another person that's probably not coming to a Challenge Mania anytime soon, which was interesting because hasn't he done Challenge Mania lives in the past? Didn't him and Tori do one in LA with them?
I think so. I know he's been on the podcast.
So I don't know. I wonder what happened between them. They did All Stars 3 together, so maybe something happened during All Stars.
Yeah, I don't know. Good question.
What quotes did you have for this episode? I have a few.
I just had two.
Yeah, go ahead, Abby.
I had Ryan. He goes, "This is not my first rodeo. This is not my first time dealing with a pair of dickheads." When he was talking about Johnny and Laurel. And then I had Devin when Michelle was doing that exercise and he was doing double take. He's in a serious conversation. He's like, "What are you doing?"
How about you?
I wish Ryan didn't volunteer just to like
Yeah.
grind Johnny's gears, but I heard him say he did it because Rachel wanted him to do it because Rachel thought she'd be safe if he won.
Oh, that's nice.
For the net, like for the next episode, Rachel really wanted him to volunteer because then she would be protected by Air too.
That makes sense. And the other ones were what, Devin and
Devin
Kylan?
and Tori.
But the guy from Air 4 was Kylan, yeah? I think so.
Was it Kylan's and Casey? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What
Yeah.
questions do you have, Michelle?
So those, yeah, so three and four are definitely working together in that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Meh. The format of the season is so meh to me. Sorry. The only quote I had was, "If you can't beat a three-legged dog, you don't belong here," from Derek. I was like, "Wow, okay, Derek, you finally, like, you said something kind of iconic. I like it."
It's on the Patreon. He was like, "I feel like I had a lot of good quotes this episode." I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
And I had that one too, but then my other Derek one that I had was when he is fighting with Corey. He says, "I'll fuck you up every day. I'll fuck you up right now. Do something, bitch. Do something."
So, why it got so heated between them because Corey came after him in the.
Well, okay. Derek said that he was rooting for Theo when everybody was going against Theo, which obviously because they had a deal. And Corey was getting pissed that Derek was rooting for Theo.
Oh, okay.
Corey is such a baby.
I do have a couple Corey quotes. Corey, he says, "I'm not in the Vacation Alliance. No, abandon ship." I thought that was funny, but also like Corey complaining about the Vacation Alliance is just like so like frustrating to me as an Amanda fan, because like, bro, like what did you do? Like, you literally, yeah, like probably by this point, given the theme and her elimination record, like she probably would not be there, but like you did not have to set yourself up for her to be eliminated so early on. Like, what are you doing?
I know. I agree with you. I couldn't agree more.
And then Corey had a quote at the very end. He says, "The heart you come in here with, that's the heart I want to come in here with," when he's talking to
That that's why, like, Corey by the end, I like feel like he like got a little humble.
you.
So I was like, all right. I was watching the whole episode and he was annoying me, and by the end I'm like, okay, I do like him, so.
And then Jordan, he says, "I'm not dead, so we'll keep going." And first of all, I think that that was just a good quote. But second of all, I think that the irony of the fact that he doesn't want to come back to the challenge because of that injury, but he said that, is just icing on the cake for me. And then I had my last one, Devin, at the very end when he self-nominates, he says, "It goes against everything I believe in this game. Never nominate yourself. Never be in a relationship. I mean, I'm checking all the boxes on what not to do in this game." At least he's self-aware.
Yeah.
I think Devin's funny. I know a lot of people don't like him, but I don't. I think he has his moments.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that I hated Devin when he was on Are You the One? But he's really grown on me a lot over the years.
The version of this challenge, what season was it? I don't remember, but when they did something like this, but maybe it was one of the Infernos or a
I
Gauntlet.
thought that they said it was cutthroat.
But there was one where they're on like this kind of raft thing in the middle of the ocean. I feel like it was older, where they had to push people off the raft. Maybe it was Cutthroat.
I honestly, I don't know. I have no idea, but I know that they said it during this episode, but I'm not sure what they had said.
So if maybe it was that, but there, so if it was that, it was like they were on like this wooden thing in the ocean. And it was like so much easier for people to fall. Like this, I didn't feel like it was easy enough for people to fall. That's probably why they did the 20-minute limit, because they would have been there forever without the 20-minute limit.
You know what I wish that they would have done for I wish they would have done like two at a time. Like
Yeah.
teams of two or something. I don't know. I think it would have been a lot better outcome really for everyone, because then you also couldn't be like ganged up on as much. I thought the dynamic between Tori, Cara Maria, and Laurel was really interesting. Just like, everybody going against, and I heard that that was like 20 minutes long, and we only got to see, a few minutes of it.
Yeah, that was again, the editing was kind of choppy and weird. It was hard to understand what was going on. So I wish we saw more of that too.
I'm really curious as to what they'll do next episode when it's still teams and Rachel's by herself. Because they
I
have.
hope they rig it for her next week. Like, let's have one where it benefits you to have less people next week.
Or it just doesn't matter. Like, I don't know, the first one out of your era, as long as or as long as, or as like, as long as your whole era gets to the finish line, she's the only one that has to get to the finish line. She doesn't have to wait for anybody. Whereas era four has all these people who can be dragging them down.
Yeah, love it.
Something like that, hopefully. Watch it be like the mini final. Oh my gosh, that'd be hilarious. All right. So, any last thoughts about any of these three shows? I know, Michelle, you want to get out of here pretty soon so you can watch the Big Brother finale. What do you have any Big Brother thoughts?
I think Chelsea's gonna win, and I hope Chelsea wins, and I think she had a great season. And I'm happy if either Tucker or Angela wins America's Favorite.
I really liked, yeah, I agree. I think it will definitely be one of those two who wins America's Favorite. I really liked Tucker a lot. And he was also on Caitlin Bristowe's podcast last week.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. She's a huge Big Brother fan. It's like her favorite show.
I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah. Any final thoughts about any of the other shows?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.